Yesterday I was talking on the payphone on 36th Avenue near the subway. I saw this woman pacing back and forth. She was drinking from a bottle of beer in a black bag. And she was just kind of patrolling the corner. She would just go back and forth toward where I was standing and then back to the Dunkin' Donuts, toward the Pollo Vivo place, and then back again. And she went into the Dunkin' Donuts and stepped up onto a chair and reached up toward the ceiling. There was some kind of surface up there where she had stored, or well, where she knew to find a note on a piece of paper that she took, that she reached up near the ceiling of the place and found this scrap of paper and started reading it. She sat down at the table and read it. She was obviously off in some way. A thin woman, but not anorexic. Not beautiful, but she had a rugged attractiveness about her. Basically, I see a woman like this, and this is the kind of woman I'm attracted to. At least at sight. And I think she detected my lingering glances toward her. So I, back home, and I said, I'll be back. I didn't say that to her, of course, but I came for one last look after I crossed the street, and she was standing in a just right at the corner, basically, of 36th Ave and 31st Street. And it looks like she just would hang out at the Dunkin' Donuts and wouldn't bother anybody. Nobody would bother her. Now I'm looking at this and thinking, this could be my next big mistake. Or more likely, it's not going to be anything. But maybe I'll go hang out at that Dunkin' Donuts today. I still have a I still have a gift card with a few books on it. Somehow she was able to get away with that, walking around drinking beer in the open. Looked like a Corona, or maybe just a Bud Light or something like that. Each time, it was interesting because each time she appeared, she looked different in some way. She had a jacket on, but then she left the jacket, I guess, at the donut place. And then I swear she changed her shoes. She was wearing boots, and then I think she was wearing something much smaller. I guess maybe she just took the boots off and was wearing other type of shoes underneath, I don't know. But she would sort of transform every time she would reappear. I mean, I know I was seeing the same person. she thought that somebody like this might connect with the sight of somebody using a payphone. And maybe she did. I could have invited her into the call or something crazy like that. I don't know, something like that. I wouldn't want anything to go crazy and for me to be like, I can never go to 36th Avenue again. A woman like that doesn't seem sexual. Doesn't seem like she has that in her. She seemed really stiff. And her face was a little bit weathered. Hard to say what that's from. I mean, she didn't seem sexual, just as a, snapshot type of impression that she made on me in whatever mood she was in, whatever state she was in. She might have been on drugs too, who knows. Force of nature.